And welcome back to the Jasper and Miss Coco Show. I'm Jasper Lanning.
I am Mrs. Miss Coco, of course.
That
should
be better. That is a little better. So, last we talked, you had a little something you were going to discuss.
Oh, you know what? I don't really know if I really want to discuss it.
Come on, you can't hold out on me.
I know you got a big mouth and you're going to make fun of me.
I do. I will not.
Yes, you will.
I have my limits. I only did those one.
I was going to say, I wanted to say their names, but I didn't know if I should. Well, here's the deal. For those who don't know me, I very much am into psychics. I've been seeing them for many years, and there are good ones and bad ones, but this one whom I recently saw told me I'd be meeting the one this year. And I've always known that through many of the other women that I've seen, psychics and so forth, that I would meet him via a work-related experience, that he would drive a Jeep, that I would have the most amazing blue eyes I'd ever seen, teeth a woman would die for, and his parents would not live, his parents wouldn't live in this state, and, you know, just a couple other things around that. He'd be a workaholic, and I'd be coming into his life for fun. And so, in the past week, I met somebody in that same roundabout way. And normally, I meet people all the time here at work, but I want to talk about chemistry a little bit. Now, what, Jasper, what would you define chemistry as?
Immediately, I think of chemicals. And that a flask and test tubes
and a meth lab.
No.
That's funny.
I think of a doctor in a white coat. I know. I don't think of what you're talking about as chemistry.
So, okay, what about the law of attraction?
I just read something about endorphins. Not endorphins. Pheromones.
What did it say, though?
I just read the headline. I didn't read the article. And it was an article about how pheromones, what the role pheromones play in people's attractions to each other.
Yeah. What was so weird about it is, like, you know, anytime that, here, I will even go and, like, define chemistry as they do. Problem with it is that our company denies us access to any of this type of stuff, so I gotta find. I got nothing. I can't get anything. Got something? Do I have something here?
Oh, yeah.
That's really not what I'm looking for.
Well, anyway, so you have a certain chemistry with someone who drives a Jeep and has blue eyes.
Well, no, he doesn't drive a Jeep. That's what's throwing me off.
I drive a Jeep.
I know.
But I don't have blue eyes.
No, and I know. But I'm thinking maybe she, like, because I was told about you, too. I was told about somebody who I would work really well with at work who would... You just would work so well together that it'd be almost like your own little dance. You know? just two people who could just hit it off, okay? So, I already know that's you. And I already know that head of the department, all that stuff, should tell me about him. I already know that that's happened. I already know that this has happened. I now am feeling that this has happened. Except, yeah, he doesn't drive a Jeep.
Is it a SUV-type vehicle?
No. It's a sports car. No, it's a sports car.
What department?
I don't know. I'm not telling. This will be the mystery man, and I'll speak of him often and tell you, like, the new things that have occurred. But it's really bizarre because this man was supposed to be coming out of a traumatic breakup or divorce. He does not wear a wedding ring, and he's supposed to be a little bit older than me, and he is. He has amazing blue eyes. He has beautiful teeth. He is totally on the other spectrum of somebody that I would date, which makes him perfect.
And he has kids.
I don't think he has kids, and I can't tell you why.
So it's not who I'm thinking of.
Who are you thinking of? Where did you go?
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend? Oh, no. 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 About a year ago, I was in, like, infatuated with this gentleman in legal. And, no, he's very nice to look at, but that's about it. I was turned off by him when I got off the elevator, and my whole cart of audio equipment flipped over. And he kept walking. He didn't even stop to help me. He just was like, hi. It kept going. And I was like, nah, you're not it. No. And I already got one like you at home. No, thanks.
Your whole audio cart flipped over.
The whole damn thing. And I just couldn't believe that the guy just walked by and was like, hey, how are you? Not, oh my God, do you need some help? Can I help you get this up or anything? Do you believe that? That's when I was turned off by that guy, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's... Oh, that's not...
No, that says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Period.
But there are weird people. Like, there's somebody else that we work with, and he doesn't believe in any of the thing. It doesn't believe in chivalry. Like, I was brought up, you always let the lady on first. You hold the door for them.
Oh, yeah. He's really weird, though. He's like one of those... I'm not even going to say it.
Like what?
I know who you're talking about. I'm not going to say it.
Well, anyway, it takes all kinds.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll just keep it at that. So anyway, it got me on the whole subject of chemistry.
Will he be at the barbecue?
No, he's not in our department. He's not in our department.
You're not going to.
Hi, excuse me. Would you like to come to our department barbecue at my house? No, that's not going to happen. No, but here's the weirdest thing. Because, all right. I knew I was supposed to meet this individual via an introduction through a work-related experience. So I went into this meeting, and he was in this meeting, but it was really weird because nobody introduced us. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be the person because nobody introduced us. But there was something about him that just pulled me to him, like just a magnet or something crazy. It was just weird. That's why I talk about chemistry, because it was like I was being drawn to him totally, and it was weird to the point where, like, and I looked it up to like see what those little simple signs are. One of them is getting clumsy. And so this one time I had to do something, and he was next to me, and
minute.
I tripped up the stairs with him.
You and clumsy
go together.
Are no strangers.
I know we're not strangers, but I was more clumsy. I was more clumsy this time around than I typically am. If you could only see me from afar, know that what I was thinking and how I was feeling and what I was going through, you would have been like, oh, that poor girl, she needs some help. And I was really looking for somebody to come save me, but there was nobody around, so I just had to make it funny about it. And so, but what was so interesting about this person is that I have a tendency to say things that don't typically make sense. And on three certain occasions, he was able to speak up in the meeting and say what she means is da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, so you met with this person.
Yes. No. We know each other's name.
Oh. Who is it?
I can't tell you.
Well, I guess I'll have to find out in a later episode.
Yeah.
As we are now out of time.
And we're going to tape our next one in 5 minutes.
So, with that, thanks for listening, everybody.
Chemistry.
And we'll talk more about chemistry and other fun things on our next episode. Bye-bye.
Peace out.